think we've asked everybody but you, what was your reaction to Ezekiel Elliott being able to play, and how did that kind of change the process for you at all?
Paul? Paul, you're not supposed to get this information, obviously. I always go into every game. In a situation like that, to be honest with you, I went into the game 3 weeks, whatever it was, expecting him to play. When it was unknown, where there was a chance he could play or couldn't play, we just expected him to play and prepared that way. And now that's what's going to happen, so we play Dallas and away we go.
It feels like an injury?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been in the league long enough to know that those things are never over. You know, we're just worried about what we're doing here, and it's a good offense we're going to face, so that's how we're going to treat it.
Coach, as a defensive coordinator, what do you see that Zeke can bring? Well, how does he change the game in a way? Like, what separates him from another back?
Well, I mean, he's a premier back. I mean, there's 32 in the world that play that position. You know, the 32 teams with some really good backs. But he obviously proved last year that he makes an offense go. I know they have a really good offensive line. But he's able to do all the things you want a great back to do. He's got great vision. He can run inside. He bounces it outside and turns the corner, and he's scary. And he runs with power. I mean, he's not an easy back to take down. I mean, he's got he's becoming a good pass receiver, too, so we've got to worry about that. He's a guy we have to respect, and we've got to go out and always be concerned about. The number 20's out there, 21's out there, we've got to be concerned about.
Have you ever gone into a season because of the familiarity, because there's so many guys back, and because of the success we had last year, have you ever gone into a season with a defense and said, I think I know what I need to know about them, and I feel good about them?
It's a good statement that you make, because I feel good about knowing what we can and can't do, and I think the players feel the same way. I think I made this statement to them the other day. I'm skipping years when you say freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, but in the third year in the system, and not all the guys have been here 3 years, but I expect them to think as if they were in graduate school with the scheme, and I believe that they think that way. It allows you to do a little bit more. It puts the pressure on all of us to make sure we get it right. There's no margin for error now. We're getting ready to play an NFC East team and the NFC East champions, by the way. So
does JPP look as good as he has since you've been here and on film going back to when he started?
Yeah, it'd be a good statement. I just remember watching him from afar when I was with other teams and thinking that's a great talent. And I remember seeing the tape he had, the YouTube video before he got drafted when he did all those flips. You know, you probably all saw that. He's a phenomenal athlete. Look, he's ready to go, him, OV, the whole D-line. And we just got to keep them all healthy. That's the most important thing right now.
What have you learned about OV, and what has impressed you most, having had him for a year?
Yeah, very intelligent football player. You know, there's a lot of guys that we coach. There's some guys that will sit there and they take note for note for note, and you look at them and you say, okay, they're working hard at it. OV's the kind of guy that he absorbs a lot more than you think. He knows football. He wants to know football. He wants to know more. He wants to know the whys. And I respect that in a player. So that's one thing that we discovered.
How much better prepared do you feel you are to defend against Prescott now that you kind of know what he can do?
Yeah. He's a tough guy to defend against, because he's a dual threat, so to speak. He can throw the football. I think he throws the ball on the run as good as anybody, both right and left. And they use him that way. They're smart. Scott does a good job with him. And I think he has a great control and command of the offense. I was impressed when we stood here last year when we were getting ready to play him. I remember how impressed I was with the way he was orchestrating things as a rookie. Now he's a full year in that system. And I don't think we saw nearly, you know, in these four preseason games that they played, I don't think we saw nearly the package that we're going to see on Sunday, so we got to be ready for everything.
How does Collins at right tackle change the personality of that offensive line?
I don't know that I can answer that. He's a good football player. We'll find out. You don't know until you get in the games, but I do think he's a good talent.
Do you feel better about your depth at linebacker and DB after the last couple of weeks?
It's starting to unfold. I mean, look, as a coach, you always want more depth. You know, you're always looking for good football players, but we got guys in here that hopefully know what they're doing. And the one challenge in this league with backup guys, talking about depth, is they don't get a lot of reps now. And should something happen on Sunday, they need to be ready to go.
On a related note with the linebackers, how impressed have you been with the summer of B.J. Goodson? You know, it's been such a transformative.
I'm glad you brought B.J. up. I'm really pleased with what he's done. And it's not just the what he's doing on the field and controlling like they all do, but I watched the little things on the side and how he relates to his teammates and how he's really taken upon the the extra added responsibility of being the leader of that group. Now, there are some leaders in there, JC and Snacks, that are, you know, but he takes control of the huddle, and I think he is gaining a tremendous amount of respect from his teammates throughout this whole offseason.
What makes their offensive line so formidable?
Talent and size, and the fact that they've been playing together for a while now. They got good coaches down there. I know those guys. And Scott's done a great job just putting the whole offense together. But, you know, the old line is a, you know, it's, when we were here in 07, 08, and that group that we had, that they're just cohesive. That's what it looks like to me when I watch them from where we see it.
Steve, can you expect Jack Rabbit to do what he did against Dez Sunday night? And how much pressure does that put on
him? Two really good football players, right? Rabbit and Dez. Dez can wreck a football game. Rabbit can go out there and cover some people. I think it'll be a great battle. In those kind of battles, you sometimes in the course of the game, you win some and you lose some. You know, from a defensive standpoint, if you happen to lose one, somehow you got to make up for that. And I'm sure that's the way Rabbit thinks. But he's looking forward to it. We're all looking forward to it. I mean, and I'm sure Dez Bryant is too. That's a good player with size. And again, we got to find a way not to let him wreck the football game, because he can do that.
Fags, does this have a chance to be the best Giants defense you've ever coached?
I would never go there. we haven't played the first game yet. I respect the guys that we have in the room right now. I think we got to have some depth. We got to stay healthy. I think that's really, really important. And, you know, y'all made mention of it last year with the number of reps certain guys got. We got to try to not allow that to happen again this year, but maybe it will, maybe it won't. The best way to do that is to make sure they don't run 80 plays in a game. Try to keep it down a little bit, but that'll be the hope. We'll see what happens.